Welcome to the podcast, Next Chapter, Empty Nest. I'm your host, Brenda Lenweaver. This podcast is for those who want to prepare for the empty nest in a positive way, for those who want to make it a fun and exciting time. Join me for interviews with others who tell us their empty nest story or who have different and inspiring stories to share. You can also follow us on Facebook and Instagram by the same name, Next Chapter, Empty Nest. This is a community for us to support one another on this new adventure. Let's discover what we want to do in this new chapter of our lives. We are just getting started. Hello, hello. It's Brenda here, and I am so glad that you joined me today. Today's episode is about how to find friends and finding friends and maybe not finding friends and how do we go about doing it. How do our kids go about doing it? How do we talk to them about how to find friends? So my youngest is a freshman in college. She's about 2 months in. Early on, she had trouble. She just felt like it was hard to meet people. And, you know, when we moved her in, my husband's talking to everybody in the line, different people, as we're waiting just to move stuff into the dorm. And then he'd come over to me and say, she's not talking to anybody. She's not talking to anybody. Why is she not talking to anybody? And my job was to say, just relax. She'll figure it out. Leave her alone. Let her figure it out. And then I saw actually like a week later after we came home, there was like some meme or reel or something pertaining to that. Like dad's talking to everybody in the line. So I just thought that was funny. I was like, oh, thank God it wasn't just him. So, anyways, back to the making friends. So the beginning of the college year, it was difficult. And I just told her, everybody's new here. Everybody's a freshman that she's around. And they're all going through the same thing. Everyone's trying to figure out where they fit in. Who do they fit in with? Who can they talk to even? Not even just fit in, but who do I feel safe talking to and having a conversation with? And how do I do this without being awkward? Or, you know, just initially putting yourself out there in general is hard for a lot of people. And so I just told her, just keep trying. And it was interesting because I would go on the parent page of her school, and a lot of people were saying the same thing. My child is sitting in the dorm room and not doing anything. This was for boys, girls, whichever. And I keep telling him or her to get out there and make friends and to attend things. And they don't want to attend things because they don't have anyone to go with. And, you know, that kind of thing. So I told my daughter, others are going through the same thing. And she started going to things by herself. But then there was times where she would call upset because she felt like she was the only one and everybody else had someone to do stuff with, that kind of thing. And I said, well, it's not true according to this parent page, because all these parents are saying that their kid feels alone at these things too. So just put yourself out there. And, you know, then I found out they had some social media thing where they connected their floor, so people on their floor. So I'm like, put something out there, and, you know, talk to people. Hey, do you want to go to this? Is anybody going to this? You want to go with me? Can I go with you? That kind of thing. So she's been pretty good at it. And I have to say, for college students, and I don't know why this didn't hit me with the first college student that I had, or even, you know, thinking back about my own college experience, but everything's new. Everywhere you sleep, where you live, where you eat, your friends, probably maybe even the community that you're in is different. It's a different town than you're used to, chances are. Even if it's, you know, the same town, but it's the opposite side of town, it's still different. And it's all different. And it is very overwhelming. So I would tell her that as well. Like, hey, you're doing great things. You're adjusting to all these new things. You're being bombarded with all these new things, and you are doing it. So, you know, that shows me you're very strong and capable of doing this. So I feel like it's been a lot of talking her into things and into reminding her that she's strong and she can do this and that she is doing it. And that is, just very important to show your support and to remind them, I guess. If I had any advice to give anybody, remind them that they are doing it, that they can do it, and chances are they've done it before, going if they ever moved schools or joined a new team and, had to meet, didn't know anybody else on the team, that kind of a thing. That there are moments in their lives where they have done this before and they can do it now, and there will be other moments in their lives too where they won't know anyone, like if they start a new job, that kind of thing. Going out in the workforce, maybe if they get a job in a new town, that kind of thing. And so now that we're 2 months in, my daughter had, this is like her kind of third roommate, I would say. She was given the name of someone over the summer, reached out, that person said they weren't going to the school. Then she had a roommate for who moved in and then moved out the next day. The day after move-in, decided it wasn't for her. And then she was by herself for 2 weeks. So that was hard about the first 2 weeks and putting herself out there because she felt like she didn't have a roommate and other people did. But I pointed out that a lot of people didn't necessarily have a roommate that wanted to do stuff with them either. And who had to go out and do things on their own. So then she got a roommate, which she was happy about at first. But the girl had issues with her first roommate. So now they're in this room together. I feel like they're both kind of apprehensive about it all, and they have done stuff together and gone to the store together or out to a party together, that kind of a thing, and they have done different things. So that's, I think that's good, and I tell her that I think it's good, and she feels like it's been difficult. And I also saw another meme or reel about how, they put two different people from two different walks of life and plop them in the same dorm room and they have to figure it out. And I told her that, and you just have to figure it out and communicate. And a lot of times people are not best friends with their first roommate or even get along with their first roommate because there's just so much tension and it's new and you didn't have a choice in the matter really, and you were just put there. So you do your best to make it work and at the very least, tolerate one another. But I think that she doesn't give it enough credit that they are doing stuff together and they are doing things and activities together. But she feels like too that sometimes she's the one always asking the roommate and maybe how does she get the roommate to ask her to do things? And I said you could suggest it, but you can't make somebody do it. And then you just go on and you do whatever it is that you want to do and reach out to other people. Keep trying to meet new people. Try different activities. She did join a group, and I forget what it's called. Something about the making of magic. And they used to, before COVID, would go to hospitals, dress up as different characters, princesses and things, Spider-Man, whoever, and then go and see sick kids in the hospital. They haven't done that since COVID, but sometimes they are able to do it at the child's home, or they dressed up the other day. They had a homecoming parade for her school, and so they were part of the parade. So she is getting herself out there and doing those things, and she joined one thing, trying to encourage her to join something else. And I would recommend to any child, any kid going off to college, or adult. A lot of adults go off to college now too, to join things, join activities, and find something that works for you, something that you enjoy, because chances are those people are going to enjoy it too. And I've also suggested to her, she hasn't done it yet, but what about the gym? There's a gym, there's a pool. If you want to swim laps, she was a swimmer in high school. You can swim laps, you can work out at the gym. Even if you, I said the first time, you can just go say, I'm going to walk on the treadmill for 15 minutes and just get the lay of the land, feel it out, see where all the equipment is, where things are, where you might be interested in working out, and chances are you'll meet people there as well. And another idea is to get a job on campus, which it's our first semester, so I'm not pushing that too hard, but that is a way to meet people who have similar interests as you. Maybe they are doing the same thing that you're interested in doing, you know, no matter what it is. If it's being, you know, for her, like a lifeguard, or they have lots of different roles, like social media people, which I guess isn't really meeting people if you're doing it on your own, but I don't know. There's got to be times they get together, I would think. And they have other, like, orientation advisors and different, all kinds of jobs, food service and whatnot, and just do something, you know, get involved in something. It doesn't have to be a job, but maybe a club, an organization. Even some schools have, like, a game night club where they'll play games and get together, or different intramural sports and, you know, the chess club, the checkers club, the whatever kind of clubs. And there's different, obviously, sororities and fraternities, but there's also professional fraternities. My oldest is involved in that. So I'm trying to tell my younger daughter some of these things that she could do and give her ideas. And she does feel like some of her, the people that she's met so far are kind of, as she calls it, dependent on their parents still, like calling them all the time and, you know, not making a decision on their own and having to ask their parents about certain things, like, should I go out tonight or should I stay in? Should I, you know, what should I do? Should I go to the dining hall now or not? And so she's having trouble with that. She feels like, you know, she wants to meet some more independent people. And my advice to her was that I think that if she joins these different clubs, organizations, has a job, like goes to the gym, like those are people who are disciplined and want to fit in different activities and who don't tend to have as much free time to call home and ask for guidance on every little thing. Not that it's bad to ask for guidance, but, you know, like, if you want to go to the dining hall or not, you shouldn't have to call your parents for that. Decide for yourself, do you want to go or not? And the people that have more to do and have to keep their schedule and be organized with it and keep track of it, I feel like maybe they would be a little more independent and have to make these decisions on their own. And that her getting involved in these kind of things would surround her with those kind of people. And of course, as these freshmen turn into sophomores, they'll obviously start making some of these decisions on their own, and it'll be different. And I've also told her to that, you know, your freshman year isn't necessarily when you find your people. I think she'll find her people, but it may not be your freshman year. It might be next year, the sophomore year, because just everybody's new and everybody sometimes is like grabbing on whoever they can and hanging out with like the same people, or it changes often because everyone's trying to find their people. And I think once they relax a little bit, and like next semester, the second semester of the freshman year and sophomore year, that things are going to work itself out, and you'll be exposed to so many more people over this whole time that you'll find your people. And an interesting thing that I thought about when I was thinking about this topic for the podcast was that so many times we go through this through our lives, that, changing schools or joining a new club, that kind of thing. You have new people and you might not know anyone, and all of a sudden everybody's new to you. Or you go off to a job. And then I thought about it. Wait a minute. As parents, I know some people as parents whose kids have gone off and moved out. And then they think, oh, you know what? We're going to downsize and I'm going to go live somewhere else in a new location. Always wanted to be a snowbird or live down south or live in a warmer climate or something. Maybe if you're in a warm climate, you want to move to a snowy climate. And so many people I know have actually moved to a new place as grown-ups, as adults, with college-age kids and young kids, or kids that young adults, I guess, is the way to put it. Young adults who have either gone to college or gotten a job or military, and then they're out on their own. And then you have your life open and you can go get a new job somewhere else, or you can retire and move somewhere you've always wanted to live. And there are some people I know that have done that. And then I think, they say the same thing. It's hard to meet people, it's hard to meet friends, because when you've had your lifelong friends, and I know I have from high school, just like my daughters both have friends from high school, and that they'll probably be their lifelong friends. As you go on, it's hard to go to a new place, and it seems like everybody else knows everyone else, and you're kind of the odd person out, and you don't know anyone. So it affects us too in different stages of our lives. So I don't know what made me think of that, but it's just so very true. I know a few people recently that have moved and gone somewhere different, and then they're like, okay, now what? How do I meet people? And how do I put myself out there? Do I, I have one friend who moved for her spouse's job, and he's gone all day, but then she's like, well, do I get a job now too? Like, she's kind of in limbo, and does she get a job? They really haven't found a house or home. They have an apartment, and should she focus on that? Should she focus on a job? But in between all that and deciding, like, well, how does she meet people? So, it affects us in so many stages of our lives that I just found that interesting. Like, wait a minute, we go through that too as well. And I think I've mentioned before, my husband has a business elsewhere in a different state, and I knew nobody down there, and I'll go down frequently, and I'm like, geez, I don't know anyone, which, honestly, it's kind of nice, because where we are now, it's like most of the time where I am, it's all our family's here, and it's just always, I have friends here, so there's always something to do, so it's kind of nice to just go and relax and not have anything. But then sometimes I'm like, I need to meet people. So I found a beach yoga class, and I took that and met the people and the one who runs it. And then she offers some other things too, some singing bowls and this women's monthly thing that she does, like a backyard event that she does around the full moon, and they do some fun stuff and talk about the full moon. And they when I went they one person played an instrument, and did breath work, and you know, and it was just a nice connection. And I was like, wow, I have some people myself down here. So it was kind of cool to have that. So that made me stop and realize where my daughter's coming from. Cause sometimes I'm like, oh my gosh, I've been listening to this for 2 months about how I can't find a friend. And you know, the roommate, and you know, sometimes she comes to do stuff. Sometimes she doesn't. She doesn't ask me. I'm always asking her. And you know, it's like, okay, I get it. It is difficult sometimes. So I can definitely relate when I stop and think about it. And I think we all can at some point in our lives. We know there's going to be times where we have to go out and meet people, and we all dread it. Honestly, I think most people, maybe not my brother, because he's a very social person, loves to meet people. But to me, I'm always like a little like, oh gosh, I got to put myself out there. And you know what? But then once I do, I am so glad that I did. And I've met people, and maybe I'm not lifelong friends with them, but made a connection, learned something new from them, discovered something new about, you know, something that they enjoy that I didn't know anything about. And, you know, it's just a learning curve for your whole life on how to make friends. It's a learning curve. And my, I guess, biggest thing I could recommend is to support your child when they are going through it, and hope that you get some support too, and support yourself and be like, yeah, I can do this, and talk yourself up, talk your kids up. You can do this. You know, I can do hard things. I say that to myself sometimes. I can do hard things. I may not like it, but I can do it. And then I end up liking it and having a better time than I ever thought that I was going to. So that is my thoughts for today. And I thank you for joining me. I'm so glad that you listened. And reach out to me in the comments. How's your child meet friends? Do you have any other ideas? If you want to message me, I'm on Instagram and Facebook at Next Chapter Empty Nest on both of those. If you would like to put in a review of this podcast, I would absolutely love a review. That means a lot to podcasters. It does a lot for us to get a review, so I would greatly appreciate that. And if you want to join my Instagram group or Facebook group, I'd love to have you, and I hope to hear from you. So thanks again for listening, and I'll talk to you soon. Bye.